It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yeah, it's your home of movies. With JT and Grant Lee. Mr. Lee, happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you, JT. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Another week gone. It's August gone, isn't it?
It is, yeah, because we're last weekend of August, so we're heading into September. Yeah. Jeez, Christmas will be here before you know it. It's scary.
Does that mean we've got to think about Christmas presents and Christmas jingles?
Yeah, Christmas. And our year in review, Mr. Lee, we've got to start looking
I like that. That's good fun, but I get a bit over Christmas jingles.
You don't like Christmas jingle? You don't like a bit of jingle? You're not a humbug, are you? Like, I didn't take you.
When you just get over it.
Yeah, I know.
By the time you hear them, it's like, it's Christmas.
I'm just hoping you step up on your gift from last year because, I always get the gift card. I want you to put a bit more thought into my gift this year, Mr. Lee. So,
okay. I'll start thinking.
Good.
I won't give you a movie gift card this year. How's that?
Give the gift of movies, but yeah, get something. Yeah, think about a bit outside the box, Mr. Lee. Something a bit different this year.
Right. So outside the popcorn box is what you're saying.
Outside the popcorn box, Maltesers, Mr. Lee. That's what I want you to start thinking about. All right. Well, yeah. So we will be looking at the best and worst movies of the year a bit later on. Have you got a choice for 2025, Mr. Lee? Have you worked out your worst for the year?
No, I haven't yet. There's still time to go yet.
Yeah, because last year we had a stinker nice and early, didn't we? So
yeah, we did. Which is good, yeah. But this year, knew straight away. But this year, I don't know. I'm not even near my favourite yet. I haven't found it yet. So
I couldn't tell you which movie is going to be number one this year, to be entirely honest. So that's exciting. Look forward to that. Let's not think about Christmas time right now. Let's think about what's coming up this week at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 Cinemas. Some big movies, which we'll take a look at very soon. We're going to take a look at what's happening at the box office. Mr. Lee did say on Wednesday's podcast, I'm going somewhere warm this week, although I don't know whether to believe him or not because, usually falls over.
It's usually always cold. Yep.
Usually, yes. So that's our top five. So we're going to go around the screens. Lots on the calendar at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 as well. And we'll tell you how you can be part of the Talk and Flickster podcast as well and also how you can be involved in the Fast Flicks Challenge, Mr. Lee, because a month's worth of movies is up for grabs. I'm hoping this week.
You say that every week. But that's good that you're positive. I like that.
Yeah, well, hopefully this week's Fast Flicks Challenger can get all five movies, can get all five questions correct. If they do, a month's worth of movies could very well be there. So we'll do that a bit later on in the show, Mr. Lee. Yes. Shall we get things underway? What do you reckon?
I think we should.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
So this one, I am a little bit excited because I actually like Austin Butler. He just needs to lose the Elvis voice. He still talks like Elvis, doesn't he? He still has that little, but anyway, he's in this new movie called Caught Stealing. It's a crime thriller comedy, and it's all about a guy called Hank Thompson, who used to be a baseball player, but he's basically out of it now. And he is in the criminal underworld of the 90s in New York City. I actually went to New York in the 90s. I think it was 95, and it was pretty scary back then. I remember walking around downtown New York, and I was like, this is not good. It's not safe at night, not by myself.
Did you have your do-rag on when you were doing it? Because I can imagine you did.
What's a do-rag?
My God. Your bandana, Mr. Lee. Your do-rag.
Oh, bandana. Oh, right. Okay. Say bandana. That's what they got. Oh, no, I didn't. And that's probably why I felt a bit out of it.
Oh, they wouldn't come anywhere near you with that on. Okay, let's have a listen to Caught Stealing.
It's a last call. Drink them if you got them.
Let's go back to your place and you can take advantage of my poor judgment.
I depend on your poor judgment.
I want to know if I can take this seriously.
What do you need to take us seriously?
Come on, kids, get a room. Sorry, Miss Kitty.
Oi!
What are you doing, geezer?
Is that the best you can do?
I've got to fly back to London.
I need you to take care of my cat.
I like cats.
I like dogs.
Hey! Is Rush home?
Who are you?
What's the baby, man?
Who did this to you?
La pistola. Either I get what I want, or my pistol talk for me.
These guys you messed up with, they're scary monsters.
I don't know anything.
Treat me the fucking out, you twat!
What the f*** did you get me into?
Darling, you got to let me know.
Welcome to Narnia.
Should I stay or should I go?
How much is there?
Over 4 million.
Everyone gets a cut. The Russians, the Puerto Ricans, the Hebrews.
What the f*** are you doing?
Oh. So what happens to me?
You run away from what you're afraid of, then it owns you.
Buckle your seatbelt.
Should I stay or should I go?
What is going on?
Hasta aquí era, te cabrón.
Either we go deeper or pick it up.
I don't want out.
Should I stay or should I go now?
I need to know that you're a guy that can take care of it.
I can handle it.
Yeah, it's Caught Stealing, and it is out now. Are you liking Zoe Kravitz in this one, Mr. Lee? Nice addition.
Yeah, but the one I'm actually excited for is Matt Smith, because he played Doctor Who.
Oh, my God. There we go. You know you're never going to win this.
I know. I will say there is strong injury detail. Just a bit of consumer advice. Violence and coarse language and drug use in this movie. It is MA, so it means 15 plus. Someone under 15 can go to a movie list, but they must be accompanied by a responsible adult. So if you do want to take your 13-year-old, you can, but you've got to sit in there with them as a responsible adult, and it's all good.
Yeah, okay, so there you go. It's good good to know if you're taking a younger one along to see this movie or if the So if a 13-year-old turns up, though, without a parent or a guardian.
We can't let them in.
Yep.
We can't let them in. Yeah, and they will be asked for ID, and if they can't show ID with date of birth and photo, we can't let them in by law. Oh, there's a strong injury detail.
Okay. So that's Caught Stealing. Now, also, Mr. Lee, you must be very excited about this one. We've been talking about it for weeks. It's finally here, the 50th anniversary of Jaws, which, I mean, you would have been working at the cinema back in 1975 when this was on the big screen, wouldn't you?
Oh, you're too funny. Yes, I was. No.
Thank you for your honesty. This is a show where everyone's got to be honest.
Yeah. I can remember watching this movie with my parents, and I remember sitting there, and I couldn't go into the water for so long. It was scary stuff back then. It was dramatic. It gave people horrors. Even though it's not a horror, it gave people horrors.
Yeah, but it has been a long time, 50 years. Yep. Let's listen to the masterpiece that is Jaws.
It's a beautiful day. The beaches are open and people are having a wonderful time.
Hey, you. Amity is a summer town. I don't think you appreciate the gut reaction people have to these things. You yell barracuda, you're racist, huh? You yell shark, we've got a panic on our hands on the 4th of July.
Bigger boat.
What we are dealing with here is a perfect engine, an eating machine.
You'd have to say Mr. Lee, probably one of the most recognizable scores in any movie ever.
Yeah, absolutely. That is just, you don't need to even see it, but you know straight away it's Jaws.
I will say this, still one of the best shark movies ever.
Absolutely.
I don't think they make shark movies. They'll never make them the same way they made Jaws.
No.
It was a mechanical shark. How much? They spent a lot of money on the mechanical shark, didn't they? Like it was.
Oh, they did, and it kept breaking down all the time. Like the running joke on set was, "Is the shark going to come out of the water today or not?" Like it was that bad that you just go, "I don't think it is." But it cost a lot of money too. Steven Spielberg, his vision is incredible. You think how this one person thought this shark movie was going to go so well, it is. It's a credit to them to do it.
There you go. Well, Jaws, the 50th anniversary. This is the weekend to go and see it. How many days is it out for, Mr. Lee? Is it going? How long is it out
for? It's out for Friday to Sunday.
Okay, so that's it.
That's it. Yeah. And all I'm going to say about anything more about it is if you've never seen it on the big screen, this is your chance to see it on the big screen because this is a big screen movie that you will just go, wow, you'll always remember it.
Well, maybe go and see Jaws, then go and see Andre Rieu because the legend is back with Waltz the Night Away, Mr. Lee. This is always our favourite. We always enjoy a bit of Andre Rieu.
Oh, we do. And your nan just loves these. She looks forward to spending a bit of quality time with her grandson.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it as well with us. So,
Well, I got lucky this time around because she's on a bowls tournament this weekend, so she can't go, unfortunately. That sucks. But anyway, and so bad luck, Mr. Lee. Now, what other movies are screening this week at the Forum 6, Nodi, and 5?
We have Eddington, The Fantastic Four, First Steps, Freakier Friday, How to Train Your Dragon, Jurassic World, The Life of Chuck, Mr. Burton, The Naked Gun, Primitive War, The Smurfs, Superman, and Weapons. Check your local cinema website or box office for what's screening.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. Top 5.
Yeah, let's find out where Grant Lee is sending me that's warm, apparently. We've been hearing about all week. This would be interesting.
Yeah, well, I did give you a hint that, something big's coming up with beer in the next couple of months. So, any ideas yet?
Well, if I had to think beer, I'd be thinking, well, probably Germany. I mean, because they love their beer over there, don't they? They're pints.
And I did mention also at the beginning of the podcast that August is nearly over and, it's another month gone.
Yeah.
So guess what? You got it right. You're off to Germany.
Hey, there you go. I think that deserves one of those. Yeah, okay. Well, Germany, I mean, not the warmest place in the world, Mr. Lee, but
at the moment it is.
Well, yeah, but it's nice. Thinking somewhere even warmer than that. So, and all the times I've known of Germany, it's been quite cold. So anyway, good try, Mr. Lee. I told you you'd stitch me up. Let's have a look and see how Germany's looking for the top four for Germany this week. Elio coming in at 4. Number 3 is Lilo and Stitch. Number 2 is Lilo or Lilo? I can't remember.
It's Lilo. I wasn't going to say anything. I went, oh, my God, he stuffed it up again.
Piece of shit. Number 2 is Freaky Friday. And number 1 for Germany is, let's do a drum roll. Oh, okay, The Fantastic Four First Steps. Right.
Very interesting. Mm. That's, yeah. Mm. Okay, let's head off to the USA. Number 5 is The Bad Guys 2. That's 2 weeks in a row that it's been in the number 5. Number 4 is The Fantastic Four First Steps. Number 3 is Freakier Friday. Number 2 is Weapons. And a brand new number 1, A-Pop Demon Hunters.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. We haven't got that one yet.
No, we have had it here, but we didn't play it.
Oh, why not?
I don't know. I don't know why we didn't.
Just local conversation.
Sure. Yeah.
We're going to move along.
I missed it. Yeah, I missed it.
Okay, fair enough. Well, let's look at the top five for Oz. Last week, number one was Weapons, which is the horror movie. Let's see if it can do it again. Number five is Nobody 2. Number four for Oz is The Fantastic Four, First Steps. Number three is Freakier Friday. Number two is Weapons, and we have a brand new number one. So we have a brand new number one. Oh, look at that. It's a Naked Gun.
Would you have picked that, that it would have beaten Weapons, which has been on the top one out of the top five for 2 weeks?
I can see why, though. I think everyone's intrigued to go and see what the hype. This has been a lot of hype. Liam Neeson, obviously, Pamela Anderson, so some big names. Right. And, of course, a lot of them might have been fans of Leslie Nielsen. So, yeah, I guess that kind of, you know, kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks Real News.
Look, we were talking about this before, Austin Butler, who is in court stealing, which is open now. So something that just have to do is really get into the character, JT. So, you know, you do a lot of research and you, you know, if you know the person or if it's based on a person, you go talk to that person if they're still alive and all that. Well, Austin Butler, to get into his court stealing thing, he actually slept in character in the room on set. So he actually, for one night, he had the whole apartment to himself. He played music, he danced around, he ate food, and he just lived in the space. And it actually really helped him. He didn't know. He fell asleep in his underwear, and he didn't know anything until the crew all came in the next day to start filming for the day. But how good's that? Like, to get into character, you know, you go to your extremes, and that's an extreme, really, isn't it?
Well, you kind of got to, because, I mean, it's a big movie as well. If you want it to be successful, you got to do these kinds of things. So it makes sense. I would imagine a lot of them would be doing that kind of stuff. Because remember, who was it? Was it it was Kate Winslet that we spoke about last year. That war movie that she was in, and
Lee,
and the amount of research she had to do prior to taking on that role, she had to basically, you know, live that life. It was huge. So,
I forgot about that. That's why they paid big bucks, probably.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screens. Here's what's coming up at the Forum 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Okay, we're going to head off to the Forum 6 Wagga first. This tonight, can you believe it? Tamworth and Wagga have got their Travelling Film Festival opening night. And then all weekend, you've got the whole nine movies tonight and eight over the weekend. If you want to have a listen to some of the details of the movies and what's playing, we had B on the podcast a few weeks ago, so just go back a little bit and you'll find that. She was great to talk to, wasn't she?
Oh, she was awesome, and she told us about a whole bunch of great movies. Some of the storylines were just, just as I said on the podcast, just mind-blowing. Even one about baking a cake for Saddam Hussein, the little girl. Did that, like, what?
Yes.
Where did that storyline come from? Yeah, so
incredible.
And movies about porridge, like it's great.
It's a competition. And you go, oh wow, yeah.
It was the golden spurtle, wasn't it?
Spurtle. Golden spurtle. Jinx. So that's on tonight, starting tonight, 7 o'clock. On September 7th, they got a special screening for Father's Day of Kangaroo. Then on September 14th, they've got the next Met Opera, which is Fidelio. Is that how you say it?
Fidelio.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks so much. Oh, cool. There you go. Thank you. Now, heading off to the Forum 6 Tamworth, we've also got the Father's Day screening of Kangaroo on September 7th. Now, if you have not bought something for your dad for Father's Day, movie gift cards are a great idea. September 14, we've got the Met Opera as well. Then September 17, we've got the Seniors Movie and Lunch for Dungeon Abbey, which opens on September 11, but we have ours on a Wednesday after it opens. And then straight after that, we've got a ladies' movie night for JT's favourite actress, Margot Robbie, in A Big, Bold, Beautiful Journey.
Can I come,
You'll
Mr.
be
Lee?
There, won't you?
I've got to be there. Yeah.
You will be there. I know you will.
Be there. Front
now
row.
Now heading off. Yeah, front row. Yeah. Heading off to the 80 and 5
a bit
in
closer,
Orange. September 12, December 10, 14. Talking of Toy Story, they've got the 30th anniversary of Toy Story screening. And then September 14, they've got the Met Opera also playing. So lots coming up in around the screens.
Yeah. Now, what's happening next week, Mr. Lee? We need a a horror film because it's been a while. So
you know, it has been a while. We've got the Conjuring. Can you believe it?
Wow. What number are we up to now with the Conjuring?
Oh, I don't know. I've lost count. There's been so many. They just freak me out. They really do freak me out. They're just scary. It's paranormal activity, I think, is what scares me, because this could really happen.
Yeah.
Do you believe in it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, something's definitely out there, I think, but that this is next level, though. And say, The Conjuring, yeah, always been movies that just give you spine tingles. So that is Last Rites. That is out next week. How about The Roses, Mr. Lee? This is Benedict Cumberbatch, Olivia Colman, Andy Samberg as well in this one.
Yeah, who's from Brooklyn 999. This is a comedy, and it's all about Ivy and Theo, who are – they've got it made. They've got everything. They've got the careers. They've got the money. They've got – but the only problem is – they want to be apart. They don't want to be together anymore. And everything comes crumbling down. But unfortunately, things get very, very messy when they both kind of hurt, but they kind of do things to each other because they try to sabotage their careers, each other's. So, yeah, they just want a divorce. So that's coming up next week. And as you said, Benedict and Olivia Colman. Can I just say Olivia Colman, brilliant actress, and she was in Doctor Who as well. Also,
You know I'm going to do it, don't you? Hold on.
Yeah, I know. That's why I paused. Yeah.
And you know me
also
too well.
Opening next week, we've got Fight or Flight. Now, we're saying off the podcast, Josh Hartnett.
Yeah.
He's everywhere, isn't he? He's coming up in all these movies.
Well, you've got to remember, like, he was a real heartthrob for a lot of girls back in, what, the 2000s, I'd say, was when they were all melting over him, or late 90s, early 2000s. It was like everything was Josh Hartnett. So now he's come back. He's, you know, obviously he's much older, much more mature now. And he's also been in a lot of action, thriller-type films of late too. So
yeah, he does. Well, remember Trapped? How good was that?
Yeah, it was great. Good. So this one's based around a plane. So there's this mercenary. He's got a job of tracking down a target on a plane, but he must protect her when they're surrounded by people that are basically trying to kill them. So, yeah, and it's all happening on a commercial airline flight. So, yeah, that's my type of movie, Mr. Lee, so I am looking forward to that.
That is.
Now, our Talking Flicks, so let's hope that the Talking Flicks turns up next week because we are doing Court Stealing. Otherwise, Mr. Lee, it's you and me again.
which I think will be very interesting. So, yeah, I'll try to go see it just in case. How's that?
If you want to be on the podcast to become a Talking Flickster, very simple, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Seriously, get involved because it's a lot of fun, isn't it? Like, you get to go along and see a movie. And you know how sometimes you watch a movie and you go, oh, God, I want to tell everyone about it and just I want to rave about it or, you know, give my opinion on it. Well, this is a chance to do it. You get to go and see a movie for free.
The quickest way to win free movies for a month. It's time to play Fast Flicks.
Yes, let's head into the weekend. Hopefully with a winner, Mr. Lee, because I think that's what we need on this show. We need more winners.
We certainly do. Well, I thought Barb was going to be close. She was pretty good.
Amazing last week, wasn't she? I mean, it was kind of one of those situations where it was like, I seriously thought by the time we hit question number three, I'm like, yes, we're going to get five this week.
Yeah.
She did so well. And she would have got five had the timer not beat her.
Yeah, exactly right. And I just want to say my questions aren't too hard because I didn't think anyone would have got number five and she got it and you always hassle me. So I'm happy that she, unfortunately didn't get the prize, but at least she got something. So,
This week could be five from five because we have another Fast Flicks challenger. And this week, it's Dan. G'day, Dan.
G'day, how are you going?
Good, mate. Welcome to Talking Flicks and our Fast Flicks game. How are you with your trivia? Now, I reckon you're a trivia man. I reckon you go all right.
Well, depending on the topic.
It's the topic. Yeah, how about movies? Do you have a favourite movie movie genre that you'd like to answer five questions on that we could hook you up with?
Yeah, well, I love comedy.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to say, but comedy went last week, so sorry.
But the good news is we still have three categories in play, so it's not all doom and gloom. Those categories are...
They are Naked Gun movies, action, or Jaws. What would you like to lock in, Dan?
It's been a while since I've seen the Naked Gun movies. Jaws, ditto. And action, that's some fun. I'll go to the Naked Gun movies, bugger it.
All right, well, let's do this. Mr. Lee has five questions, so what we'll do, we'll ask you five questions around Naked Gun movies. If you happen to get all five right, you score a month's worth of free movies. And if you don't know the answer to a question, say pass, and we'll come back. We will start 30 seconds after Grant asks the first question. Are you good to go?
Ready to go.
All right, over to you, Mr. Lee.
Question one. Who played the cop Frank Drebin in the original Naked Gun?
Leslie Nielsen.
Who plays Frank Drebin's son in the 2025 reboot?
Liam Neeson.
What's the name of the reboot movie coming in 2025?
The Naked Gun.
What was the Naked Gun originally based on?
The Files of Police Squad.
In both versions, what kind of character is Frank Drebin?
A detective.
Okay. Well, look at that. There was 30 seconds. You still had 5 seconds. We could have asked you another question, Dan. Well done. Yeah, right. Okay. Well, I think you did pretty well. You got through all five. Was there anything there that kind of stumped you?
Well, I wasn't sure if the new movie was a trick question or not.
Yeah. Well, you're right. It's a reboot. So... Yeah, could it be The Naked Gun 2 or, could it be on the title to it? Well, we'll find out. Mr. Lee, do you want to run through the answers for us and we'll find out whether Dan's won himself a month's worth of movies?
Well, let's do it. Question one, who played the cop Frank Drebin in the original Naked Gun? It, of course, was Leslie Nielsen. You said that one. Question two, who plays Frank Drebin's son in the 2025 reboot? Yes, it was Liam Neeson. We're going to leave question three. We'll come back to that one. Question four, what was the Naked Gun originally based on? You got that right, Police Squad. There was a TV show. Question five, in both versions, what kind of character is Frank Drebin? Of course, he's a detective, a bumbling detective to be exact. Now, that's four out of five. So this one is going to be the one that either makes or breaks Dan. So let's do it. Question three, what's the name of the reboot movie coming in 2025? What was your answer again?
The Naked Gun.
Do you want to change it or do you want to keep it like that?
We can't change it now, Mr. Lee. It's locked in. It's locked in, Eddie.
It is locked in. You got right, Dan. You got 5 minutes of five. You've got a month's free worth of movies.
Oh, well done, mate.
Oh, wow. Oh, thank you.
You didn't know anything about Naked Gun. Well, look at that.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
Well
done, mate. So, okay. So, well, you've got some movies to go and see. So, have you got any ideas on how you'll be spending your month's worth?
Well, Forum 6 Cinema.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I'll have to have a look at the upcoming schedule because not exactly sure. I do want to see the new Naked Gun movie.
You're gonna have to now. So yeah, it's out now. So make sure you go and see it. Yeah, mate. Well, you've got a whole month's worth there. So congratulations, well done. You've beat the Quizmaster, Mr. Lee. He's gone soft in his old age. I could see that now.
Mate, well, you never know. Things might change.
Well done, mate.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, you could be our next FastFlix challenger, Mr. Lee. It's so easy, isn't it? Just go online.
It certainly is. Just go online, forum6.com.au or odium5.com.au. Hit on the button that says Talking Flicks and then just fill it all in and we'll be in contact with you.
And you could be the next person, hopefully taking out a month's worth of movies in our FastFlix challenge, which is back on the podcast next week. Mr. Lee, we're getting out of here.
Oh, we certainly are. Now, I remember this. This is an old one.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm just changing the track. This is an Afro beat. This is a bit of an Afro beat. So,
yeah.
Do you like this one? It's got an African feel to it.
I like this. Yeah. Especially when I was in Africa a few weeks ago.
We're going, eh? Well, have a lovely weekend, whatever you might be up to. Make sure you go and see a movie this weekend.
Yeah, exactly right. And make sure it's a good one like Naked Gun, like JT said from last Wednesday's podcast.
That's it. I'm all over it. And we'll catch you at midday on Wednesday. Mr. Lee, have a great weekend.
You too. Bye for now.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode, anywhere, anytime. Just search Talkin' Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.